Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Monday, April 29th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with an update on Darby Allin. The AEW star was struck by a city bus in New York City on Saturday night. Allin himself made the incident known on social media, including photos of himself with a bandaged face. According to the account, the injury occurred while Allin was in New York to see a Broadway show, with a bus hitting him as he was attempting to cross the street on his broken foot. He was still able to attend the show after his injuries were treated. Allin broke his foot in a match with Jay White last month and has been out of action ever since. In more AEW news, the company has lost its international TV deal on the Televisa Univision platform, according to a statement posted online by Televisa Univision's customer support. An official announcement has yet to be made. The original AEW Televisa Univision deal was only made last year and was intended to bring AEW TV programming to Mexico as well as other Latin American and Caribbean nations via the ViX streaming platform. That platform no longer features AEW content. The value of the deal to AEW was estimated at $150,000 annually, according to WrestleNomics. The loss of the deal comes on the heels of the loss of another one of AEW's international deals earlier this year, as programming was also dropped from DAZN, which had been carrying AEW programming across 42 international markets in a deal valued at $250,000 per year. In injury news, Drew McIntyre is expected to be out of action for a while as he recovers from a hyperextended elbow he sustained during WWE's UK tour after WrestleMania, according to Mike Johnson. The timetable for his return is not known, but he is not expected to be out for very long. It was just revealed on Saturday that McIntyre has signed a new multi-year contract to remain with WWE. Additionally, Fightful Select has revealed that Julia Hart sustained a shoulder injury during the lead-up to AEW Dynasty and will be required to undergo surgery. And turning to Japan, Night 6 of the All Japan Pro Wrestling Champions Carnival took place yesterday in Nagoya. Scoring wins in Block A matches were Yuma Aoyagi, Davey Boy Smith Jr., and Kento Miyahara, who leads the block with 8 points. In Block B, matches were won by Lord Crew, Yuma Anzai, and Hideki Suzuki, with Anzai also leading the block with 8 points. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast, and remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.